Welcome back to Sunday Night Live, ladies and gentlemen. We have 27 minutes left together, and I will be taking your calls for the remainder of the show. Keith in Wisconsin. Keith, what is on your mind?
Oh, hey, Chase, thanks for taking my call. Hey, so yesterday, Alex hit pretty heavy on that Weinstein, I don't remember if it was Brett or Eric, interview with Joe Rogan speaking about what we've already known, that these Russia and China shots were different than
yes.
the shots we all got. Well, my mind went immediately to the Deagle report. If you guys remember, it was a depopulation forecast sponsored
yes.
by,
yes,
course,
I do remember that.
You know, the Rockefellers and all the other bad actors.
Right.
And, of course, you know, on that depopulation report, they don't have any depopulation going on in Russia or China, but they sure do in the U.S. and Canada and Europe and other places that probably got the hot shot.
Yeah, and it's obvious, too, that the fact that China and Russia made their own
exactly.
vaccines, I mean, that was just implicitly, there was some, it was a national security decision that they made. And the fact
exactly.
that nobody talks about it is alarming. I'm so glad you called in and reported. We have the Deagle report, which has been forecasting depopulation to the tune of hundreds of millions for years. They've been trying to make shifts to it and not update it and things of that nature. But I know exactly what you're talking about, and we should all be abundantly alarmed. It's not just the myocarditis that's the issue with these vaccines. By the way, if you did take the vaccine and make a mistake, please get Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get it under the InfoWars MD tab. But it's not just the myocarditis and the heart issues. My dad got the Moderna shot. I think he got two boosters, and he has an AFib problem now. And I told him, I tried to warn him, you know, don't get the mRNA vaccines. None of them were safe, but at least the J&J one wasn't an mRNA one. And we know from history that these pharmaceutical companies don't care at all about your health. We know that they only care about the bottom line. That's why they put in these policies to protect themselves from liability for this experimental medication. That's why Operation Warp Speed had to be conducted in the first place, because the pharmaceutical companies themselves were saying that it's too dangerous for us to get something out that quickly, and they just did it anyway.
Real just admitting that they were going to use the people as their experiment.
Yes, exactly. And if you go back to what happened in the 80s, man, they killed 10,000 hemophiliacs by injecting them with HIV and hepatitis through the medicine that was supposed to save them. Mothers were giving injections at home to their children and infecting them with HIV and hepatitis, well documented on documentary Bad Blood.
And not to hit too heavy on this Deagle report, but it calls for as much as a 70% decrease in population in the
U.S.
Well,
look at the Georgia Guidestones, which some hero exploded.
Right, exactly.
A population of 500 million means that 11 out of 12 people in the world are to be killed.
Gotta go. Yep.
What the hell? Have they celebrated this? It's so funny, too. It's so funny that they spent so much money having this very special material used for the design of the Georgia Guidestones to ensure that it could survive through like a nuclear explosion or a major, you know, population event, mass extermination event, as they're called by scientists. And those damn things couldn't even make it like, what, 3 decades before somebody wised up and realized they needed to go. And I'm not advocating for breaking the law or anything. You know, it wasn't a good thing that they were destroyed. They should have been dismantled legally. That would have been the right way to do it. But people aren't going to tolerate this depopulation stuff. And the more obvious and clear that it becomes that there is a death cult trying to enlist everyone in it for the sake of mass suicide and extermination and human sacrifice itself, the more obvious it becomes, the more reckless and rowdy those among us will become in response to it, who just don't want to die for no reason. And there's so many of us who would be happy. I don't know if you've ever had this experience before, Keith. But as a kid growing up, and maybe this is foolishness, as just a young boy, when I would watch movies like Saving Private Ryan, when I would watch movies like Braveheart or Lord of the Rings or The Patriot, there was a part of me that just yearned, that just wished I could have had a moment to just display bravery and fight evil face to face, looking the white to their eyes. I just wished and yearned that I could have the opportunity to do that. And now we actually do have that opportunity. It's just through rhetoric and ideas and information. Like, the new war is a keyboard war. The new war is a war for truth. We don't have to fight them in the streets. We don't have to fight them violently. We are doing that which our founders did and our war heroes have done through this keyboard war. And like I was trying to say initially, we are happy to die for what we believe in, but we are totally unwilling to die for some suicide leftist death cult that wants to brainwash us into believing everything that isn't true so that we just enter ourselves into some death pod like they're doing in Canada now through euthanasia. It's unbelievable. What do you think, Keith?
Well, it's only going to get worse the more shots they take, because they're also full of these programmable nanoparticles, which are changing people into even bigger wusses.
I'm not sure about the nanoparticles thing. Please enlighten me, Keith. Why do you think that?
Well, I don't know. You know, they're definitely nanoparticles. Whether or not they're programmable or not, we don't know. But, you know, there's plenty of evidence that they're breaking the blood barrier. And I don't know, a lot of people say that... not just the illnesses, but people are acting different. You know, you watch those goofballs at the DNC and they're clapping like baby seals. You know, I know they were probably not the smartest to begin with, but it almost seems like they're dumber now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I have a conspiracy theory for you. Are you familiar with, I think it's called toxoplasmosis. It's the disease that you get from cats.
No.
So there's this, I think it's a fungus, and the audience will have to correct me if I'm wrong. Joe Rogan has covered this before. This is where I learned about it. There's this disease called toxoplasmosis that you get from cats, particularly from kitty litter. And when animals or insects get infected with this fungus, this parasite rather, it hijacks their consciousness and causes them to behave in irrational ways, jump off of cliffs, eat things they wouldn't normally eat. Like, it literally just installs in your brain, controls you, and makes you do things that are not in your own interest for the sake of helping and benefiting this parasite. It's a real thing. My conspiracy theory is that the reason all the leftists are cat people and the Republicans and right-wingers and patriots are dog people is because they are infected with toxoplasmosis, which is making them irrational and retarded. And that's why these crazy cat ladies that J.D. Vance talks about, that's an accurate characterization of the left. They are all invaded by, I swear to God, look it up.
I will look it up.
Can you put up toxoplasmosis on the screen?
It all comes down to one other thing, too. I mean, it's demon blood. These guys just, it trickles down from the World Economic Forum down to the media, down to the deep state. It just trickles down, this demon blood.
I tell you what, Keith, never date a woman in a hat. Never date a woman with a cat. These are major red flags. And I'm not talking about ball caps or practical hats. The bigger the hat, the crazier they are. I'm telling you.
Especially from Racine.
Yeah, never date a woman from Racine. I tell you what, man. That is the capital of evil hoes. I swear to God, Keith. Michelle in Kansas. Michelle, what's on your mind? Go ahead and click it. Michelle, I can hear you now. What's up?
I wanted to tell you that I was I did take my brain force plus.
Oh, very good. How do you like it?
I really like it. Thank you. And because I watched your commercial, the one you did earlier about it. I can do it. I understood what you were saying. It takes a little bit more. It helps. So I know the thing about the cats. I'm 67 years old.
Yes.
The only hat I have is a beret that my husband's. I don't buy hats.
Do you ever wear it?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Everybody digs it. I really want to wear it.
I hope I didn't offend you with the hat comment. You might be the exception.
No.
Maybe the Brain Force Plus counteracts the hat.
I don't know. It might. Or is Body Ease?
Bodies, yeah, that's good stuff.
But I'm out, so I got to order when I get up from you. But so, yes, I agree with that. And the other thing, too, is, I was around when I actually voted for Bill Clinton. I hate to say this, but
hey, a lot of people made that mistake.
I was tired of the Bushes.
Yeah.
And so, but this is, I live in Kansas and it's a red state. And these women, we'd have a weekly meeting at the hospital for like nutrition and all that stuff. and I was a part of it because I helped take care of the elderly.
Yes.
In what's called the swinging bed. Well, if you ask any nurse, she'll remember it if they still don't use it. Still, you don't. But it's a beret, and it took me forever to put it on because of Monica Lewinsky. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, she did wear a hat. I tell you what, you think of any crazy woman, whether it's Taylor Swift or Monica Lewinsky or Natalie Portman or whatever, you can Google it, and you can find a picture of them in a fashion hat. And, you know,
yeah, and this is a beret just like my husband had.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, I mean, if you're borrowing somebody else's hat, it's just kind of like, you know, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, well, he died, and I got two of them, actually.
Oh, there's perks.
Yeah, there is perks, isn't there? So, but and the other thing, so I was listening to all of you guys, and, you know, like I said, I was around when the Clinton thing was going down. I was so angry at that woman that he married because, you know, she was doing this, you know, stand by your man crap.
Oh, yeah. Some Tammy Wynette standing by my man. I love him. I respect him. You remember that clip?
Yes, I do. And it angered me to death because I have a teenage daughter and another daughter coming up. You want me to teach them that it's okay that they stand by a man who did all of what he was doing?
Yeah.
Oh, I was furious.
Well, it's obviously a political marriage. I mean, they married each other for power. It wasn't a genuine arrangement.
No. So when he was governor of Arkansas, I know this gentleman who he actually got busted, so he can't do it anymore. He used to smuggle marijuana in, but his payment was cocaine. And he says, you can't not remember that ring on that hand. Because he was down in Mexico all the time doing cocaine with the cartel.
Clinton was, or the guy that you knew?
No, Clinton. And yeah. He saw him.
Wow,
so
crazy stuff.
It goes that far back. So I just wanted to say that I really adore you guys, and I'm doing all I can.
Well, we love you too, and thank you for your support of InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah, it's really helped me. I'm on disability and in a motorized wheelchair, and I'd like to get the water thing, but that's too much out of one check.
I understand. We'll just save up. It's a good thing to get. It's really healthy. But, it reminds me of that Bible verse, the story, the parable that Jesus told about the woman who gave one penny. I can't remember the name of the coin that was given. And she says that she gave more than anyone else here because she gave all that she had. So any small amount of support. And if you can't afford to purchase something at InfoWarsStore.com and you wish that you could afford to do it, please just share the clips in the broadcast. That's enough, because you're sharing our information, our truth, exposes other people, not only the truth, but to InfoWarsStore.com. And then they may be able to make a purchase because of your share. So we understand that everybody's strapped in this Biden economy. We understand that inflation is rampant and that things are expensive. And though we don't identify our products as expenses, we think of them as investments. If you cannot afford to get something at InfoWarsStore.com, just sharing the broadcast is enough. I appreciate you, Michelle. Let's go to Chris in Dallas. Chris, what is on your mind?
Hey, Chase. I appreciate you and the crew and what everyone's doing at InfoWars.
Thank you.
So just start with that. This is the real Chris Hack on X. So thanks for the opportunity to talk tonight. Just to add to your topic, because of CNN or the criminal news network, my immediate family blames Donald Trump for my uncle's death during COVID.
How did your uncle die?
You know, my uncle was diabetic, so he was already, immune deficient.
How old was he?
He was already overweight. He was probably in his late 30s, early 40s. And, my family claims that because of Donald Trump's unwillingness to roll out the vaccine, that his response time was too slow. Somehow it was his fault.
Wow.
But in reality, this is how crazy it is. It's how crazy the media has gotten it. In reality, my uncle died to medical negligence, right? He was in the hospital for quite some time, but he was in the ICU on a ventilator.
Well, the ventilators killed so many people.
Right. But during transport to rehabilitation, someone accidentally disconnected his trach line or his oxygen tube, right? Which is, in result, what really caused his passing. It had nothing to do with vaccine rollout.
Did they sue for medical malpractice?
Yeah, so that's
you sue for medical malpractice and then you blame Trump? It's like, whose fault was it? Was it Trump's fault or was it the medical malpractice?
Right. So, like, internally, it's created a divide in the family, right? Majority of the family blames Donald Trump. And then my uncle's side of the family, like, I haven't even spoke to them for some time now. But, you know, yeah, it's crazy, man. It's, you can't even say the T word around the family, right? You can't mention Biden or Harris without there being some type of uproar. So, you know, don't know if it's necessarily a comment or kind of like a, you know, how would you approach this with your family? But I appreciate giving the opportunity to speak, and I always appreciate y'all's coverage.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your call. I'm sorry that it's happened to your family. There's so much division now. It's just the way that it is. And I think the only real thing you can do about it is just be the best person that you can and try to tell the truth, try to be understanding and respectful and stand your ground. You know, don't concede to the pressure, because this idea of false preference bias, where we pretend to think something we don't really think, perpetuates a fantasy for everybody to live in that is unnatural and counter to reality. And living in a fantasy that is counter to reality is a satanic delusion that only leads to the erosion of civilization. And it's happened time and time again throughout history, example after example available. George in Florida at the top. George in Florida, what is on your mind?
Hey, bye. For all those guys losing family members, there's a line in Heat, and Robert De Niro sitting at the bar, and he said, or maybe it was the Waffle House, whatever, never get involved with something you cannot walk out in 30 seconds or less. And yes, I know he's talking about bank robberies, but my life has been peaceful since 2016.
How did you accomplish that?
I just stood my ground. Now all of a sudden, I don't have anybody calling me. I don't have to hear about Aunt Mary and the cats. I don't have to hear about
those cats again.
No, I'm making a point
there. I'm telling you, it's toxoplasmosis, bro.
Oh, no, it gets worse. My family is a beast in Nebraska. They hang out with Warren Buffett. In fact, I bet Alex's wife actually probably has met my mom or dad, and it doesn't matter how much money you have.
Let me ask you, George, you ever dated a woman that wore a fashion hat?
I am 54 years old. I don't even know what the crap a fashion hat is.
Just a hat that's a fashion statement. Any kind of hat that's just a fashion statement. No practical use whatsoever.
No, I got lucky in life. I married an exotic, hot Panamanian.
Amazing.
That would make Melania Trump like high. And I'm 48. And if you think I'm joking, I'm not.
I believe you, dude. Good job.
Yeah. So it's one of those things. So
how'd you pull that off? Are you just like really rich, or are you just incredibly good looking?
No, I was just a freaking stud in the military, and I pulled it off.
Nice. Down in
America, and I got stuck with her.
I tell you what, would you rather be married to a Panamanian woman or an American woman? Because I hear that American women are just terrible.
There's a song. You already know which one it is, right? Lenny Kravitz.
Which one?
American Woman.
That's right.
There's stories now that we're talking. My rich buddy that is rich, he went down there to buy land in Costa Rica. And I was like, dude, you don't want to go down there. He goes, why? I said, it's going to ruin you.
Yeah, you'll be spoiled by the women. They're so submissive and obedient, and they're hot, and they just want to serve you and take care of you. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. He comes back and he sees a poster of Catherine Zeta-Jones, and I picked him up from the airport. He goes, Catherine Zeta-Jones is not that good looking. I told you,
George. That's great. Let me go to Allie in New York. Allie, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on? Is this Mr. Geyser?
This is he.
This is he. I'm in the flesh.
Yes, I'm in the flesh.
My man. I just wanted to ask you, what do you feel about Eric Adams being initiated in Prince Hall as a Freemason?
I don't know much about it, but I don't really care. So the Prince Hall Masons are basically what happened is Freemasonry.
They're
used
vipers,
to,
right?
Well, it used to be like it used to be much more racist, especially in the South. And so the Black Masons got like kicked out, and I believe they formed the Prince Hall line, which is basically like Freemasons for Black people. And it's just until now that like finally the regular Freemasons are even beginning to recognize them. That's the story behind that. But a lot of people that are involved in politics in the Black community join the Masonic lodges.
Do you feel like Eric Adams is working with Israel basically to get out the Chinese agents? And there's like an internal war between Israeli and Chinese intelligence right now, and that's why the aides are getting kicked out, the governor's aides are getting kicked out, Chinese this, Chinese that.
That's a good question. I don't know. I will say that I don't trust Eric Adams, but I don't know the specifics about it. And one of the things is I try to pay attention as much as I can to local politics, but I'm so distracted and focused on globalism that these little stories about local mayors and even gubernatorial issues sometimes get lost in the weeds because I'm so focused on like the Klaus Schwabs and the prime ministers and the king being descended from Dracula that it's like some corrupt mayor gets raided. It's like, okay, he's probably corrupt, you know, but next, you know. So Allie, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. I hope everything's going well. Let's go to Len in Indiana. Len, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, I got a lot on my mind.
I'm thinking it's about time we hire the bounty hunters.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm for it. You know, I'll volunteer, I think.
I love you, Len.
But there was Kim Clement, August 29th, 2009, and he made a prophecy. Kennedy joins in union with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
To bring unity and the nation to oneness with God.
Yep.
So that's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And that blew me away when I heard the video.
I couldn't believe it. Everything that I thought about RFK Jr. was proved wrong in one afternoon.
I know.
I'm happy to admit it. I'm so glad that I was wrong about RFK Jr. I thought he was a CIA plant. Because his campaign manager was former CIA. I thought that was incredibly bizarre. I was thinking that this whole thing was a conspiracy to split the vote away from Trump over vaccine hesitancy among the Trump supporters or former Trump supporters who were upset about Operation Warp Speed. But the fact of the matter is that it was all proved wrong. My concerns and reluctance around RFK Jr. were all proved wrong in one afternoon. It's very clear that he's a genuine American hero.
Yeah, and it's brought so much unity.
Yes.
That it's amazing.
Absolutely.
I got this girl said to me that she might need to find a better man. And my question, Chase, is was Eve trying to make Adam a better man by giving him the fruit from the tree of knowledge?
Man, I never even once considered that. That is mind-boggling. Maybe Eve was committing an act of adultery because she wanted her man to be God. And the only way to make him more like God would be to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And maybe that act of adultery was, maybe that was the first instance of adultery in the Bible, right in that first story. And it totally wrecked everything. That's a very good point. I'm so glad you brought it up, Len. I always love talking to you, but we've only got 40 seconds left. Before we go, please visit InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips. Incredible deals every week. All of our deals end rapidly and the new ones come about. Please get Bodies for 25% off. Please get vitamin C and zinc for 40% off. It's got the rose hips. It's bioavailable. We're coming into the fall. I can feel things change even outside here in Austin, Texas. Protect your immune system. Fight for it while it is under attack, while humanity itself is under attack, by supporting it with vitamin C plus zinc and rose hips. So it's bioavailable right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health and your mind and your body, but you're fighting for humanity itself by keeping us on the air at InfoWarsStore.com.